nee, was ist das denn hier? Hennes, kommst du da mal raus? Ich muss da jetzt aufnehmen. Hast du deine Kumpels mitgebracht? Komm, das geht jetzt gar nicht mehr. Komm, alle raus, sofort.
Unglaublich. So, wo waren wir?
Hello and welcome to the first episode of FC Überall, the podcast for, by and about international FC Köln fans. FC Überall, what does that mean? Well, Überall is the Kölsch dialect version of the German word Überall, which means everywhere. Why do I know that? And who am I actually? Good question, and I should not leave that unanswered. My name is Robert, I am 33 years old, and I am sitting in my little home recording studio in Chicago in the US, where I will produce this podcast. Though I am living in the United States, I was actually born and raised in Cologne or Köln or Kölle or Colonia. More specifically, I was and am and always will be a child of the Südstadt, the charming neighborhood around the Klotwigplatz. Greetings go out to all of my friends and family in the 50678 out there. As a lot of German kids, I grew up with my dad listening to Bundesliga broadcasts on WDR radio on Saturday afternoons. And I was sitting there with him waiting for them to switch over to the Cologne game, always in anticipation to hear the magic words by the commentators screaming,
Tor in Köln!
Tor in Köln, an experience that would later become important for my interest in media and radio. So I listened to the conference broadcasts with my dad, imagining the gameplays visually as I listened to the reporters, and started playing soccer for Rot-Weiß Zollstock soon after. While a lot of my friends were fans of BVB and Bayern München, I always loved Erste FC Köln, especially because they have a live goat as a mascot. And then it was time. My uncle was the one who took me to my first ever FC Köln home game at what was then the Müngersdorfer Stadion. It was a cloudy Saturday. To be specific, it was June 10th of 1995 at 3:30 p.m. when the referee Hans-Peter Best blew the whistle for a game that converted me to love the game of soccer and this club forever. It was Rudi Völler who scored the first goal for Leverkusen, followed by two goals by Ulf Kirsten in the 53rd and the 62nd minute. Not a great day for Bodo Ilkner, the goalkeeper, and Horst Held, who got subbed out by coach Morten Olsen. 3-0 down, I felt sad, and I remember vividly being a little intimidated by the frustration of the fans around me. And one of the things from that day that I remember crystal clear was that my uncle turned towards me and said, and that is what it's like to be an FC Köln fan. But then Bruno Labbadia started what should become a colossal catharsis for me, my uncle, the stadium, and everybody listening through their kitchen radios, because he scored a goal in the 69th minute. Followed by a goal 5 minutes later by Patrick Weiser. And And then, 10 minutes to go in the 80th minute, Leverkusen's Ioan Lupescu gets sent off the pitch with a double yellow, and Rudi Völler gets subbed out for Jupp Nehl. It's 2-3. FC Köln has nothing to lose. And finally, in the 85th minute, Rico Steinmann scores the 3-3 equalizer. That was when I realized what it is like to be an FC Köln fan. The ups and downs, accepting the frustration, but always believing that there's hope and a chance to win or at least draw. And really, there's nothing much that has changed for me ever since. A great comeback that leads to a draw is still my favorite outcome, aside from a win, of course. Surviving relegation by a hair's breadth will always be the Meisterschaft des kleinen Mannes, and FC Köln will always be the club that is what it is. Et het noch immer Jod, ihr Junge, as they say in Cologne. As I grew older, my interests shifted a little bit away from soccer, but I always loved joining my friends who had and still have season tickets for the Südkurve. And then something changed when I moved from Cologne to Berlin, Germany, to work for Deutschlandradio, a national broadcasting station. I missed Cologne, my friends, and feeling at home. I religiously went to soccer bars to watch FC games with fellow Cologne fans in exile, and went to away games at the Olympiastadion and the Alte Försterei in Berlin, and was again and again blown away by the energy, the humor, and the home vibe that I got from the FC Köln away fans. And over the course of 7 years, it became a ritual for me to connect visits to my hometown with a visit to the Rhein-Energie-Stadion to see FC Köln play. And the more I did so, the more it became a joyous, freeing, and deeply emotional experience. Just thinking about singing the anthem with my scarf held up high, standing next to my friends, makes me tear up every time. And then my partner and I decided to move to the US in 2019. My last game in the stadium was a rather disappointing one. It was on November 8th in 2019 when Cologne lost to Hoffenheim 1-2. The departure was hard, but I was curious to see what the Bundesliga scene in the US would be like. So naturally, the thing that I did the first morning after arriving in Chicago was to ask the owner of a coffee shop around the corner from me where I could watch Bundesliga and more specifically FC Köln. Luckily, he knew the answer and directed me towards AJ Hudson's. And lo and behold, what was the first thing that I see when I walk in? Yes, that's correct. An FC Köln scarf hanging on the wall in the back, surrounded by lots and lots of Premier League club gear, and I knew I found a home away from home. And soon after, I found out that the scarf was put up there by the FC Chicago fan group. Perfect. So I reached out to the organizer of the group and met him in person. Jake, an amazing and kind guy and a fully invested soccer fanatic. He has not been to the stadium in Cologne yet, and yes, I know some people say, yeah, you have to have been to the stadium to be a real fan, but if you would see the passion and the time that he puts into this club and its fan scene, you will think otherwise. And I think that goes for everyone who supports FC from another city, country, or even continent. The FC fan network in the US is amazing. We have people in New York, Miami, LA, Portland, Milwaukee, Omaha, Salt Lake City, Madison, Cincinnati, Nashville, Lexington, St. Paul, Louisville, Orlando, Kansas City, Boulder, Colorado, and probably many more. And after moving to the US and seeing the intensity and like-mindedness among FC Köln fans here in the US, I started thinking more about what it actually is that makes me feel about this soccer club the way I do. And what makes me and all of those other people in the stadium, in front of radios, in the bars, and people overseas watching the games so engaged with this club? And I think the simple answer for myself is because I love how the feeling that the fan scene creates around this club embodies what home is for me. My friends, my family, the city, my upbringing, that memory of the first stadium visit, my fond memories of FC wins and losses, the songs, the chants, the Kölsche Musik, the bars, the Kölsch, and much more. And that, my dear listeners out there, is what this podcast is all about. It is about you and your love for this amazing, unique, strange, sometimes infuriating, and definitely lovable club that is Erster FC Köln. I will release episodes every 2 to 3 weeks, and I'm planning to do interviews with fans, broadcasters, organizers, club officials, researchers, and many more people to cover a lot of ground. I will also do game reviews as well as several segments about Cologne, Kölsch, and everything else regarding the city and the club and you international fans. And here is where you come in, especially if you have a question, a suggestion, or a comment, or are a fan out there in the world who would like to be on this show. You can reach out to me anytime via fcoverall@gmail.com. I will spell that for you. That is EFFZEHUVVERALL@gmail.com or via Twitter. The handle is FCOverall. As of now, I'm using the little intro that I put together, but if you are a musician and would like to produce one for this podcast, be my guest. Also, if you are a musician and you would like to send in your version of a Kölsch song, I will play it on this show for sure. That is it for now. Thank you very much for listening to episode 1. I am excited for the next one. Take care, and as always,